horror than horror with your host, the Mighty Griff.
Hey everybody, it's Saturday once again. We've got another off the chart show for you. Because we have no formulation as to what we're going to do tonight. We're just bullshitting, shitting the bull. We got two people in studio with us tonight to help us bullshit. The man, the myth, the
legend.
That's
a trifecta bullshitting!
Jeff Sisson is with us again, sitting in again tonight.
Yay!
Buenos dias, listeners.
And also listening in, not conversing, is my wife, Michelle. She'll be here.
She's got a microphone.
Well, I know, but she don't want to talk.
This ain't fucking...
We'll be in front of her.
This ain't Morocco.
What?
Sorry to all our Moroccan listeners. But quit beating your women!
Yes, sir.
Don't dip them in acid! Dip ass!
Tim sucking strawberry milk from his Rowdy Roddy Piper cup.
Woo! Eating a fifth of Flayo from Mickey Dio.
McDio sandwich.
I ain't eat this much fish the last time I went to Vegas.
Woo!
Oh, Lord help us, right?
And it starts.
The goddamn beautiful cup. Right?
It's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful... You know, I was just talking about Sisson. I'm so glad to see him here.
Oh, shit.
Were your pants on or off when you were talking about it?
I can't tell on the radio.
Yes, sir.
This is a family show.
What the fuck is that?
Modelo. Oh, Modelo. I should have brought a chimichanga. That was a festival. Festival of fright. Damn it.
Ooh, easy.
He's going to be blowing a chunk over there before the show's over. I got a bad feeling.
Getting ready for the Comic-Con.
There you go. You going to be out there, Jeff?
No.
God damn it. Come on.
You got to go out there, man. Get you an import.
You'll be too drunk.
That's why I'm getting ready. Who's out there? I looked at that flyer. Bernie Wrightson.
Bernie's awesome, man.
I've met Bernie, though.
Bernie's there?
Yeah.
You know what? Aww. Four people know who he is.
And we love him.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a great guy, man. He traded... What's the place? Jack Reardon. They had a con... He was at... The only other time I've ever met the guy was at Jack Reardon. Actually, I think he was out at the big place.
Yeah. Yeah, once.
The Marvel Zombie guys are going to be there, too, right?
A couple of them, yeah.
He's a nice guy, though.
It's the Army of Darkness guy. The guy that does all the Army of Darkness covers.
I didn't know. Someone from Marvel Zombies will be there, too. My main thing is the Buck Rogers people, man. I'm ready for that.
Well, if they had the guy who played the Vorvon there, I'd be there. And it starts.
Well, you know who's not on the flyer? Edward James Olmos is going to be there.
Oh.
He's pretty cool. I dig him as an actor.
Stand by me.
Stand and deliver.
That's it. Stand and deliver.
You'll get the hell out of my school.
Essay.
Don't you fuck with me.
Don't you mess around.
What was that? Was that Sorry, Stand by Me? Was that
are they really having all the Buck Rogers people there?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't get that flyer. Three. You got a big flyer. I got a card in the mail about this big. And it said Billy D. Williams.
The midget.
Hey, Buck.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Dr. Theophilus.
We've had them all on the show.
Tweaky, put me down.
No way. I'm going to molest the back of your skull.
That's not my battery pack.
Hey, Buck. What are you on, Wilma?
Wilma's awesome, man.
I don't get out of the house much. Last time I got out of the house was to come down here, so I don't know when that was.
Well, we need to get you out of the house. I'm doing a movie this summer, and I wanted to have you in it sometime. And I also was going to have you take a look at my sketch for Griff and tell me what you think it would take to... Because he's going to have horns coming out of his nipples. He's this demon thing.
Mm. I'm going to have exposed breasticles.
Sounds expensive.
He asked for it. He said, sounds expensive. If I have to touch those breasts, it's going to cost you extra.
But there will be no greasing fist scenes. So.
Just a trach tube or two.
Yeah. If I can get a trach, see, I don't know. We might have to clear that with the wife before we can do some trach.
Hey, right before I walked out of the house, I was getting my jacket, and I looked over at the TV, and there's this commercial. This is totally unrelated to anything we're going to talk about tonight other than the trach thing. But it's a woman. She's like, and she's obviously like some sort of cigarette.
I'm going to get ready now.
And she puts her teeth in, and then she's like, puts on her, now I put on my wig, and then she puts in her throat plug. And I'm just like that was the last thing I saw before I walked out of the house. And it was an anti-smoking commercial. And I get in the car, and I'm like, please, I hope I don't have a wreck. And that's the last thing that's burnt into my mind's eye.
Then God goes, welcome to heaven.
I like werewolves. Welcome.
I wonder if you could put like Nerf plugs in that and shoot them out at like the neighbor kids.
It was really
yard darts.
I mean, I get why they show that stuff, but Jesus, man, it's like it's. I'm sure right after it, because I'm pretty sure it was on like VH1 or something. Probably right after it, I think I heard the Distant Strains on my way out of Sarah McLachlan, and I'm sure they were showing dogs with one eye and
I was, with dogs with trach tubes.
You want to see someone move fast? When that commercial comes on, we are all trained in my family to find that remote within like milliseconds to turn the channel.
I actually want the dog with one eye, though.
I
like the
I just feel I love
Sally
animals.
Struthers.
Yeah, that's my problem. I agree. It makes me freak out, man, when I have to look at
it's
that.
It's very
stuff.
Unsettling. I'd rather watch I would
the Sally
much Struthers. Rather watch people with Ethiopia. Without eyes, burn out.
Won't you please? Yeah.
But the flies, they're right on their eyes. Why don't they just, just blink?
That's nutrition
it's
everywhere.
It's all the goop in there that
there's
keeps them from...
There's protein flying around them. Lazy bastards.
There's food. Just
there's
eat
food
it.
Everywhere.
This is certainly...
Send them condoms.
This is certainly horrific.
Modelio?
This whole... Talking about throat. Trachea plugs and Sally Struthers. I can't think of two more horrifying things to talk about.
Sally Struthers might get a trach tube so she can
Sally
slide
Struthers
the little,
used to be like
she
cute.
Could slide the little Ethiopian kid right down the tube, not even have to chew it up.
She eats them three, four at a time.
She used to be really cute. You watch her like in the 70s, like in All the Family and in The Getaway.
Dude,
and,
I can't. That voice, jeez.
Well, yeah, I didn't say anything about her. She was cute until she opened her mouth.
Why you have to always be that way, Daddy?
Have you ever seen The Getaway, the Steve McQueen movie? All she does is scream in that movie.
Rudy!
It's like, I can't even produce the tone.
Rudy!
She's chasing, what's that guy, Al, the big Italian guy.
Al Sharpton.
That'd be awesome.
Yum, I gotta get me some. Rudy!
I can't even, like... It's like
hit the note.
It's like only dogs can hear it. Yeah. It's pretty amazing.
It's a Jim Gillette note.
They just, it's so high it just trails off. And you're like, what happened?
Oh, movies? Anything? Movies?
Forget movies.
Yeah, I'm trying to get away from the Trake Talk.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Let's just change the name of the show, Trake Talk, with Tim and Griff.
I've got questions about my spittle getting caught in my trach plug. Is there any way to prevent that?
Oh, it's over now.
Jeez. Clearing out your plug hole.
Yeah, it used to be a family show. What happened?
I got to take a second to, like, recompose myself.
Oh, what kind, did you get any responses back from our finale of last show?
I haven't even checked my mail for like days.
You're afraid, aren't you?
Probably am.
The proper way to eat watermelon.
That was so awesome. You are going to watermelon up your yeah.
Do it.
How'd that go, Tim? I can't remember it. Do it for me.
How you going to take a perfectly good watermelon, slice it up? You gotta get in there. You gotta love the boy. This is how you eat lava.
What is this?
He goes,
I feel like I should know what he's doing.
He's slopping shit all over everything.
Get all this out. You get that thing up in there. No, I watermelon going. That ain't no way to eat. I said to him, why you gotta try to eat
we
watermelon?
Played that over Warren G.
He goes. How's that gonna tell somebody? I don't care if you're rich or poor. That's no way to eat no watermelon.
I think I saw them down at the Super.
It was on one of the public access channels from the late 70s.
Dude,
the wild.
I told you. Like a social or like a.
No, I've seen that. That guy was. I saw.
It's Washington, D.C. is where he was at.
It was a PBS thing just about that dude.
Yeah, but he had a public access TV show on.
Yeah, no, that's all it was.
Right.
It was about
yeah.
that guy.
Yeah.
He was going on and on about spitting out the pits. On.
Yeah, no. He got himself into a little bit of trouble.
God bless you.
At night before I go to bed, it's like I inevitably turn on the TV, I turn on the Netflix, I roll through about 480 movies, I spend 20 minutes looking for something to watch, and I end up going to PBS, and that's where it's like PBS 2. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the digital channels.
Yep.
And I flipped through that guy's like, why you got that's exactly it, dude. I'm like and I was
Maurice?
Mesmerized.
Is his name
it's
Maurice?
Like
Maurice Green.
That is awesome.
Maurice Green, yeah.
Maurice
yeah.
Green.
Yeah, I couldn't pull myself away from that. I was mesmerized.
Yeah,
by
so
it.
Don't blame us. Blame Maurice Green.
That's great. That's great stuff.
Crazy wacky.
That was sitting, sweet.
Always sitting in the big wicker chair
yeah.
with the big back on it.
And you have no idea what, I know those were old, but you have no idea what, like, year they're from.
The 70s. Well, no.
I know, but you know what, though? You see crap like that on public access, and you're just like, oh, that's got to be from the early 80s.
No, that was last week. He's got an older set.
Today we're going to quilt for our kitty.
I would say it's probably 83.
It is old, though. That's old.
I would say but probably
you gotta love
80 to 83.
Public access is the best, man. We don't have a good public access.
We used to. Not anymore.
Midnight Blues.
Antique Roadshow.
Yeah. The synthetic Coke.
With the commercials and everything. Ah. That's the best, man.
What do you do when you're a lover and just need something to spice it up?
You're not watching
synthetic
that stuff.
Coke, and they're like dicing this fake Coke out on the mirror. And
Jeff, I brought you. Didn't you come down at least once or twice to Cablevision when it used to be here? Coke. We used to do those shows down there. And I was a director down there. I thought we brought you down. It was around Zombie Bloodbath time.
Damn it!
Should have brought you down there because we had some crazy stuff we used to do. I had to produce this guy's show that was always griping about people asking for quarters. This Charles Monroe. Do you remember Charles Monroe?
I know what that is. Yeah.
Yeah. He was. You know. He used to have his little segment And he was always on there, and he's a brother, griping about brothers. And he's like, I'm tired of you trying to ask me for a quarter every time I come inside of here. And I used to produce his segment. It was awesome, man. I'd do crazy stuff to him. Matthew Jason Walsh was here. We did stuff like that to him.
Yeah, I never had seen any of that.
Damn it, I wish we'd have brought you down there.
Cable access is the best, man, especially in New York in like 1982.
Oh, that was nuts, yeah.
You got to see those Midnight Blues, dude. I just got to – those are – Netflix had a bunch of them. And then I think they're still banned putting them out. No,
they actually watched them. They said, "Oh shit, we got to get these out of here."
No, they're not really like, because they're not pornographic.
That's a talk show kind of thing.
I mean, right. They're kind of, they're graphic, but not like.
But they ended up blurring, like, even though it was access. I think the stuff that ended up on the DVDs, a lot of it ended up getting blurred out.
Right.
But you're not if you want to watch porn, you get a porn. If you want to watch Al Goldstein rant. And the classic commercials they had between everything. It's just like Amanda, my wife, was just like mesmerized. She's like, what is this? It's like, it's called Midnight Blue. It was like a cable access show, like in the late 70s, early 80s. I mean, it's, you just can't pull yourself away from it, man. It's like going to somebody's living room and just. That you don't want to necessarily be at. And he just happens to publish Screw Magazine. Classy. I'm going to publish a real classy. It's a classy kind of men's oriented magazine that's kind of, you know, hinges on a lot of political issues.
It's called Trank Talk.
And we've got a lot of, you know, good articles and on strong writing. What are you going to call this thing?
Screw.
And I want to personally touch everything in his office.
Take your pants down before you come in here, boy.
That's terrible.
Yeah. You ever dress up like a gilded elf?
Oh, Lord.
Put these gold leaf feathers behind your ears.
Did you guys go see Hunger Games last night?
No, but I watched Battle Royale. So.
There you
I
go.
Just like seeing it.
I went to the 3 a.m. showing. It was fucking, fucking magical.
I feel like I totally, like, I just turned on the TV the other day. I have no idea what that was. I didn't realize anything about it.
Yeah.
And guess Huge. What? I still don't care.
Yeah, we just got it. We went into the theater, watched something else, and we seen the trailer. I'm like, huh.
Battle Royale.
It's Twilight meets Battle Royale.
And the weirdest thing of all is they tried to, the author, you know, they've done a series of books, tried to say, oh, I've never even heard of Battle Royale. You're a lying son of a bitch. I'm saying it right here on the
and
show.
And now you hear that, the books are bloody, but they didn't want to appeal to their crowd, so they made it PG-13 and tamed. Oh, that's fucking nice.
And the books aren't even, they're not bloody like the movies. I mean, that Battle Royale kicks so much ass.
Yep.
They're so tomorrow. Bloody Walmart's carrying Hunger Games stuff.
Yeah.
That's great.
Never even heard of it, man. You're never lucky. Even heard of it.
Nah, no one else seems to have either. It just came out of nowhere. But I'm telling you that when the stupid author was doing that interview saying that never heard of Battle Royale, that's when you kind of, it's kind of like saying those people from Blair Witch, never heard of Cannibal Holocaust. Really?
Right. Fuckers. Bastard.
Crackers.
Fuck's sake.
They need to know how to use a watermelon.
We need to just have a killer watermelon.
Make that movie, dude. It's revenge on the brothers. It's going down.
Have Tracy Morgan and Snoop Dogg.
Yes! Kill them!
What was the Snoop Dogg? Snoop Dogg's Hood of Horror.
Yeah, yeah.
That was actually pretty decent.
You know, the funny thing was, I talked to a friend of ours, and this guy is a total recluse. Awesome, awesome guy, but he never comes out of the house. And I remember there was a couple of us. I said, hey, I'm gonna give Elliot a call. I'm going to tell him this movie. He needs to get out of the house and see this movie. And I made it like my acting skills are so solid that I got him out of the house. Like, seriously, like the only thing that guy would ever get out of the house to do is like maybe go see Tool. Or, yeah, that's about it.
So, that's the only option.
I got him out of the house, him and his girlfriend. I was like, dude, this movie's really going to be solid. It's like a total like urban take on Tales from the Dark Side, Tales from the Crypt, you know. Yeah, he was so mad at me. I think it sent him back into, I don't think he's seen a movie. Like, I think the last time I talked to him, he's like, you know, that's the last movie I saw in a theater. I download everything now.
Well, did you see that petition, the kids are getting together where they're wanting to be able to text in the movie theaters.
No.
They're making this big stink that the movie theaters are...
That's so weird because I already thought the movie theater, it was already in effect because every movie I ever go to, they're always big texting and they're talking on the phone and... How many you guys like going to Ward Parkway to see movies?
No. I haven't been there in years.
We go to Screenland. That's the other one because we're the only other two ever in there.
Yeah. we pretty much keep the lights on in that place.
I like, I have the worst experiences. I don't know why. It seemed like without
Ward Parkway couldn't be a good place to go for. Can't imagine.
Well, and it always seemed like the movie I wanted to see, the only place it was showing was at Ward Parkway at 8:30 on a Thursday night.
When all the teens are there. That's a very pleasant little lullaby dingle in my ear right there.
I know. What the heck is going on here, man? People don't know how to turn off their cell phones around here.
Oh. Well.
The damn hooded elf
over here.
In there fucking casting rejuvenant spells or something for our characters.
Sitting over here playing World of Warcraft while you're trying to do a show.
That's awesome.
I'll save you.
I think I was at Ward Parkway. Somebody got shot in a screening at Gothica, and they shut the theater down. They run us out. They run us out of the entire theater. I never saw the rest of
Gothica.
God, what was the movie we were seeing? But they shut everything down because there was a damn like race war going on in Gothica. So. And let me tell you, if you're going to start a riot in a movie, that's the one I would start.
Oliveberry.
Yeah, the rest of the movie sucks so bad.
I never saw that movie.
I wonder what they would have done at Monsters Ball.
Make me feel good.
Actually, I think we were seeing Bad Santa, and I was thinking, and somebody was sitting behind us talking on their cell phone, explaining the movie to whoever they were talking to. And I remember my girlfriend at the time turned around and was like, why don't you shut up? And then I think they run everybody out.
I think I'm going to have to throw down right here in the middle of Bad Santa.
Bad Santa. Well, the funny thing was she had two little kids with her. And if you've seen Bad Santa, that's a movie you want to take two
young children,
children to see.
You ain't going to shit right for a week.
How about that, Mom?
She thought it was a holiday.
She's
going
to have
movie.
To try to explain what BF means. And I'm not talking about boyfriend. Mama.
So you say you like to fuck the big women.
I love when you get Tim all cracked, dude.
Isn't it great?
It's awesome.
Except for pretty soon you're going to get projectile hurl.
Yeah, I think the fucking trick strawberry milk's kicked in.
As long as that fish don't hit me.
Little projectiles of that.
Be pickled herring.
What, this is fish or cherry
your flesh.
Pie?
It's like biohazard.
Apple pie or fish?
Tartar sauce.
That's, yeah, that's it'll eat through the flesh.
Tartar sauce and cheese. And it's all the same.
Cheese wrapped tartar sauce. Deep fried. Deep fried tartar sauce.
Well, Griff, I'm glad you were able to find Battle Royale. I went through hell to get that damn thing.
You got the Blu-ray of it?
I got the Blu-ray and
DVD.
Nice.
But you got the four pack, right?
Yeah, I got four pack on both of them.
We're watching it tomorrow.
It's hard to find,
big
man.
Big screen.
Yeah, we're gonna do the. Well, I guess it's.
It's too late now.
Yeah, it's too late now to promote it.
Fuck it.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. You'll have to let me know since they wouldn't mention what the movies were. That kind of.
Oh, he's
going to
show
out.
Some good ones.
Well, the poster that he's using to promote it, it's got the Dead Aren't a lot of the dead. Yeah. What is
that? You know anything about that?
Yeah, that's the dead movie.
I saw you.
Dead or Alive. Yeah. The Dead or Alive movie.
We Italian saw the float. Poster when we went down to watch the Roger Corman documentary.
That's some heads up. I didn't know about that.
And that the poster was in there? That's it. There's no...
They don't tell you the movies.
And you wonder why there's four people.
Exactly.
Speaking of, did you know
this
that...
This guy's charging $100 to $50.
Wow.
How many people do you think there's
going to
be?
Did you know anything about the Bucket of Blood play that's going on at the Living Room Theater?
Nope.
Do what? It's
a fucking jazz musical, dude. End of story.
I'm not seeing that.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying. I didn't know anything about it.
Actually, we went to a house party a few days before that.
Hey-o.
And there was a little ukuleleist there and the guitar player because the wife loves ukies. We call them ukies when you play, Jeff. You can call them ukies. Anyways, the guitar player that was there is one of the actors in that play.
Oh, okay.
And he's doing the musical.
Why?
He's also one of the Blue Men up in Chicago. Blue Man Group.
All right.
I said it. Blue Man. Bucket of Blue Man.
Blue Meanie.
Blue Meanie.
But yeah, I was all excited. I thought they were actually showing the movie at some little place. And then
no, it's a. I think Evil Dead did so well that they've kind of started doing more of them. Huh. It's right off McGee. It's right by the brick. It's supposed to be a little fucking hole in the wall theater.
Oh. Right off Truman Road or something.
It's tomorrow night. Or I mean tonight.
Whoops.
Whoa.
Zing.
Bing bong. Zinga.
Terrible, terrible at no advertising.
Nope.
Remember when we saw Maniac and we all got on that couch? We could have sat in any place in the theater. By God, I wanted to sit on that couch.
we're going to, what? We're going to go early tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to hit that bitch about 9 o'clock in the morning just to see who's down
there. Stand out there.
Well,
we're gonna have the
I'll drive by and you guys will be probably the only two sitting down there.
They're going to have the cupcake truck there, though.
Since I didn't know.
Give me some cupcakes.
Why don't they do any advertising?
Dude, we didn't even know anything about it. We walked in and we're like, what's that?
It goes back to that Chucky Lou at the Boulevard, 2009. Did any of us fucking ever hear that Shogun Assassin played at the
I went to that.
Boulevard?
Well, yeah, I knew the. What was the guy that used to do that?
Like, Chucky Lou.
Yeah, but it was, I think that was Gary was the guy's name that
used
to do that.
That's who's doing this.
Yeah.
That's who's doing the one tomorrow.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, Gary Huggins.
Yeah, Gary.
He's the one that put on the Evil Dead over in Mission.
Yeah, did the Evil Dead off of Johnson Drive.
Pardon me.
And they
used to work with Fine Arts a lot over there.
He also did the, fuck, what was it they show at the drive-in?
We did Zombie and Corpse Grinders down there.
And then they
did
Asian
used to do a bunch of stuff down at the Screenland.
Yeah, he did. He used to do Fine Arts. He used to show crap down at the Fine Arts. There would be
so he could be He could be playing anything. I'd fucking love it.
He's got prints of what was the movie he's got a print of that?
Well, he already said it was going to be it's not a horror-thon. You're going to get five genre movies.
Just four, because Battle Royale is the fifth one.
I don't think it's not. I think he's got a copy of Farewell, Uncle Tom. He actually has a print. I'm probably the only person in this room to see that movie. Am I?
I have. Yeah, I've got the DVD, actually.
He's got a print of that.
That's
I think it was that, or maybe Fight for Your Life.
That's awesome.
And I remember having a conversation about, and I got real excited because I like Fight for Your Life. And I said, oh, you got to show that in the theater. And the look of horror that I got from him, like, why? I'm not doing that. Like, you know.
He's a different kind of bird.
Well, what would he be showing that would be he would find offensive to people?
Fight for Your Life. He won't. I don't know. I don't think he had a print of that though. God, if he did, that would be great. If you got to call, you got to call it to him.
Because I mean, he's totally pushing it as shit that's going to offend you.
Yeah,
who's he pushing it to? To you two?
Us two? Ain't nobody there.
That's crazy that nobody. I mean, I never even heard of it.
Well, Tim said that they were posting it all over the.
Yeah, he's as in the last week. Now that we heard about it.
Hey, we don't talk about we don't talk about the.
He doesn't. We need to send him an invite to the International Fucking Horror Club. Get the word out.
But again,
or I'll be I'll be forced to talk in all exclamation points.
Oh, I like that.
Why do you yell? Quit yelling.
But, drop your cap. I work in front of a computer all day, and I'm online, and I never saw anything about it.
We didn't either.
Yeah, you said something about it, so it's just lazy, dude. Get off your ass. And it goes back to it's just like band stuff, dude. You can't rely on Facebook. I mean, because people don't live by that.
But
I
mean, if you send an invite, people should come.
Yeah, that's right.
But obviously, obviously, he took the time to get that one poster made up that he put in the Screenland. So why wouldn't you go ahead and have him take?
Well, see, and when
can you give me seven more of those?
And when so you I go can, to the actual page for it, he's talking about having special guests, celebrity guests there, and giving away prizes, and they're going to have all the
well, fuck, we're going to get all the prizes
down there. I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm going to stab.
We're going to get all the
maybe
prizes,
dude. Maybe it'll be. I don't know. It sounds like it's going to be a buzz.
36 people said they're going to be there on the invite page. So
which means
so which at the Screenland you do is you divide that by three, yes. And that's
and one of them was figure. Gary. So
that's how that's exactly what you can do with that. That's you want to know what your true attendance will be. Take the number, divide it by three,
and everybody then, said the same thing. You ain't gonna tell us what you're gonna play. Then we gotta pay $100 if we don't.
How are you gonna pay? Yeah, that. How are you gonna collect if someone leaves?
Especially if you carry someone just punch
in the
eye.
It's a benefit, Jeff.
It's a benefit to fund his new movie.
If Griff goes to the door and says, I'm leaving, get the fuck
or
out
you
of
can
my
buy
way.
It.
Do you think he's going
to... Well, you have to... excuse me, sir, but according to my calculations, you actually owe $80.
You're here 2 hours and 12 minutes.
Yeah, what is it? Like, they got like prorating this, like the amount of time you stay? This is like the worst,
you can
dude.
Buy a $50 In-N-Out pass that lets you go anytime you want. And come back.
Yeah, we got to go to break. Todd's giving me the flopping hands.
Jesus Christ.
So we'll figure it out and we'll come to a conclusion. We'll be back in a minute.
What you gonna do with all that junk? All that junk inside your trunk?
I'ma get you drunk. Get you love drunk off my hump. My hump, my hump.
What the hell is going on
hey,
up in here?
Let's listen to Fergie.
Oh.
They treat me really nicely. They buy me all these ices. Dolce and Gabbana. Fendi and Madonna. Karen, they be sharing all their money. Got me wearing fly. Girl, I ain't asking. They say
store in Chicago.
Where is that, Captain and Tennille?
They sell all things Captain.
The place Mickey's? Dude, that's the hat you get, Mickey. They got everything down there. I ain't
they got the world in Mickey's. They even
never
had
to Mickey. I'd be afraid that I'd just fucking snap and throw my credit. I'd throw my credit card
at
him.
Because stuff's kind of pricey.
And after some going stuff, to yeah. after but, going to Superflea and getting Taser brass knuckles for $14, I don't need to go anywhere else.
Oh, those are awesome.
What you gonna do with all that junk? All that junk inside that trunk.
I'ma get you drunk. Get you love drunk off my hump.
What you gonna do with all that ass inside of jeans?
I'ma make you scream. Make you scream, make you scream.
Why does this look so familiar? That looks like
Griff. Why the hell did you do this to us, man? What are you thinking? Oh, God. This is beyond the realm. Oh, God.
Hey, yeah, let's go. I could be your baby, you could be my honey. And let's spend time, not money. And mix your milk with my cocoa pup. Milky, milky cocoa. Mix your milk with my cocoa pup. Milky, milky, right?
They say I'm really sexy. The boys that wanna sex me, they always standing next to me. Always dancing next to me. Trying to feel my hump, hump.
I don't know how much more of this I can take. I'm kind of just, I can't do it.
If you touch it, I'ma start some drama. You don't want no drama. No, no drama. No, 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 no drama. So don't pull on my hand, boy. You ain't my man, boy. I'm just trying to dance, boy.
My heart. The story of how God raised me for it. Like it's been said, if that story is true, I'm here to say I was driving that Mopay.
You're entirely way too happy.
Oh, spending all your money on me and spending time on me. Oh, spending all your money on me, up on me.
What you gonna do with all that junk? All that junk inside that trunk.
I'ma get you drunk.
I love me some Sonny Chiba. We're back, good. But I got to tell you, we've been rickrolled by Griff putting some damn nastiness on here. What is that? I know. What are you trying to do to us around here? Oh, Lord have mercy.
Attention all personnel. You got it. You got it. You found the most listened to radio station. Jackalope Radio.
From and we're back, but Griff is in the middle of a sentence. Hello, Griff. We're back.
All right, we're back.
I didn't want.
I like werewolves.
No, the only thing that I actually had from them was Burning Moon. I got the Burning Moon DVD.
Is it good?
It's the Burning Moon.
No. Yeah, but I mean, is it better than the... I mean, that VHS is so murky.
Like, it looks like a VHS.
Well, I never got a chance to see the VHS. I can always remember seeing it, and it was always gone.
There's only so much you can do with that material. I mean,
it's very... I mean, it's cool to watch, but very easily forgotten. You know, I mean, there's nothing... I mean, like I was telling Michelle, you know, that was the first thing you've seen, yeah, it would probably leave somewhat of a mark. But since then, I've seen
Necromantic
and Aftermath, and it just...
Yeah, when that came out, it was kind of like, whoa. That's, you know, I mean, it's right.
I meant to bring you this newest one. I've got it at home. I picked it up. I didn't know it was his.
Who's?
This horror movie.
Are they Dutch?
There at,
is he Dutch?
Olaf Ittenbach.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've got his newest movie. It's something...
Where's he from?
It's got a weird title. It was up there at Hastings.
South Carolina?
No, he's out of town. He's out of state.
Well, he did.
He's out of country. Yeah,
he did that one, that Haunting of Rebecca Moraine.
Oh, I like that one. Yeah, that was a good one.
That was pretty good.
Well, this one is the newest one's really strange. I don't even know. It's like something like No Regret or No Reason. No Reason. That's it.
No Reason.
Yeah, it's the new Olaf Ittenbach.
I did order the new Herschel Gordon Lewis movie, the Uh-Oh Show.
Is that out?
Yeah,
I haven't seen it anywhere.
Amazon.
Oh, there we go.
$4.99.
Amazon.
Welcome.
Well, who put it out?
I think Media Blasters under that Raw Meat or whatever label.
Well, god dang, it's funny. They've got all those even at Walmart's, but they didn't put out the Herschel one.
I did get...
weird.
The Trek. Haga's movie, The Trek.
Oh, no, Lola and Tom.
Yeah, The Trek or whatever it's called.
I haven't seen it. Those guys did the... they were cranking them out there for a while.
It looked pretty interesting.
They do the Bunny movie, too?
No, they did Legend of the Sand Squatch. That was a good one. You okay?
There he goes. He's going to blow.
Tom was on Face Off, the first season of Face Off.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure they're married. She's the one who directs all of them.
I picked.
They just hammer those things out.
It was like $5 on Amazon. So I was like, that's all right.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they're good guys, man. They're good guys. They're just doing their thing.
The Gremlin. Picked up the Gremlin.
Did you watch The Nanny yet?
No.
You might have to borrow that from you.
The Nanny.
Betty fucking Davis.
Betty Davis.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
He hunted it down and got it.
Well, I didn't hunt it down. It was just there.
It was laying there on the floor.
That was a half price. I haven't had a score from half price books like that for a long time.
Man, that Terror is a Man's fucking awesome.
Told you.
That's a good flick. You seen that?
That sounds
Dr. Moreau.
It's Dr. Moreau, except it's just got
the one guy.
The one animal in it. It's not the whole.
No, I don't think I've seen that.
Old black and white. It's a good flick. Yeah. It's like from 57.
A little bit more gritty, a little bit more.
Yeah, the doctor's not as cool as Lancaster.
Who put that out? Is that one of those archive things or?
No, it was like an independent release. It was like a small studio release.
I'll check that out.
I think they had the clearance in there for like $2. It was well worth $2.
Yeah, that was the best haul that I pulled. Yeah. What I got. Whatever Happened to Aunt Alice.
Yeah.
But then I also got the British version of Whatever Happened to Aunt Alice.
Yeah.
They had a lot of Anchor Bay shit in there. A lot of old Anchor Bay stuff. Found the Vineyard with the old crazy Chinese.
Oh, yeah, the guy from Big Trouble in Little China.
I got Road Warrior on Blu-ray for $4.
And other bargains.
Wah, wah, wah. That's because they're at the half-price books.
I got, I scored a Region 2
PAL disc of Slugs. And it features the snail rape scene that had been excised from the U.S. version.
Beep that.
Beep that.
It's
Speaking of slugs.
Nice segue. Hey.
I was just reading. There was one of the back on the Horror Hound. They had the little gourmet thing there. Mm-hmm. That was. I didn't realize that was the same guy that did Pieces.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen the Centipede Horror?
JP.
It all comes together.
Have you ever seen the Centipede Horror?
Spaniard. The crazy Spaniard.
Todd.
Centipede Horror? Yeah, that's repulsive.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. It plays music from Nightmare on Elm Street throughout.
Sweet. What was we watching? No Me thanks. And Michelle was watching a movie.
Mermaid in a Manhole.
Oh, it was Slaughter High. Did you
is
notice?
That on, is that on one of these?
Yeah. Did you notice that they used the Friday the 13th music in Slaughter High?
I didn't think I noticed that, huh?
Yeah, there's one scene in there where there's a kill scene in it, and it plays the section of music from Friday the 13th. Of course, crazy. It's made by the same people that did Friday the 13th. But,
huh.
But yeah, I was sitting there, I was like, they just used the Friday the 13th music.
Oh yeah,
Slaughter High's a gem. It's a beauty.
I haven't seen any of these since probably when they were released on VHS in 1980.
Chopping Mall's fucking golden. Yeah, Chopping Mall's a good time.
That's a good one.
Golden.
Chud 2 is a
but
turd.
But the Chud. Yeah.
That was a turd, though. The first one was so beautiful.
Yeah.
Ghoulies 3.
Back to college.
Mm.
Earth Girl 3, Z.
That's the thing that got me pissed.
What the hell is going on?
It's the most horrific title in this whole
collection. It's like Lionsgate. Can you guys drop the ball? I mean, I'm so pleased with this collection. It's got some really good flicks they finally put out. But I'm like, okay, thanks for Blood Diner. Such a great. Why Earth Girls Are Easy? I mean, why?
That's why they put it underneath the sticker.
But yeah, they did. It was like, why the hell have that on a
it's
horror
got fucking
collection?
Gina Davis in it.
So it must be a horror or horrible.
Gina Davis, baby.
You ever seen her fucking face?
Man, come scary. On, dude. Lord have mercy.
Her teeth are huge.
Hey, but, you know, what can you ask for $5? I mean, really?
Shit, yeah.
Fucking Blood Diner's worth $5 alone by itself.
We should all take a second to thank Michelle for
diving
headfirst into those nasty, stinky, fucking slimy, fucking Walmart bins.
Pneumonia-ridden booger.
Listen, I went to Walmart and I pulled the whole found the dump bin. I took a cart. They stopped me.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
How can they stop you when you're buying shit?
They thought I was like doing something subversive. They asked me to quit.
I said, "Motherfucker, I'm buying movies. Back off."
I'm doing stuff.
If you threaten them enough, like Todd does, they'll leave you alone.
Well, it was at.
You went to the good one. You probably went to the one up in Overland Park or something.
The Roland Park. It was that's where I went because it was the closest one to my work. So that was my lunch
that
one day.
Get away with
sir,
that.
Sir, can I ask you to please stop that? You're disrupting the rest
see,
of our customer
a,
experience.
You pull out a table A with spikes on that motherfucker, they'll leave you alone.
Get back! I'm looking for Earth Girls Are Easy. On a box set with all horror movies.
Heck, I think she found three copies in like, well, in like 5-10 minutes. I mean, just boom,
it's
boom,
an amazing
boom,
skill.
That's we awesome.
Need to get her
all I can
that.
Find is the kid who's throwing up in the store.
And, the minute you walk in,
and
yeah.
I step in it.
Step in the
skin. That doesn't litter. Even mask. You want to talk about an experience? Out of all the places, Target. I walk into Target one day, right, because I'm looking for, like, little Marvel action figures. So it's raining, and there's this black guy who meets me at the door smiling from ear to ear. You go ahead. You good looking. I'm like, okay. He goes, so he follows
duh.
Me. He follows me. He's like, today's my birthday. Today's my birthday.
Oh, Jesus.
And I'm like, all right, happy birthday, buddy. Yeah, it's a good day. Even with the sun out. It's raining. It's a good day because it's my birthday.
This
I was
is
like,
perfect. This is a perfect time. This is why it's you should always have a taser. Because, dude, it's palmed in your hand. You're like, hey, buddy.
Look, I got a birthday candle for you to blow out. Right, put your lips right here.
So needless to say, I'm walking, right? He splits off, and I'm just straight. I'm like, all right, well, happy birthday. I got to go. So you're going down the back of the store.
You're good looking.
Go through the action figures and everything. So I'm like, all right, no big deal. Come around the corner. I'm like, I'll go through the video section.
There he is.
Boom. There he is. I'm like, fuck.
He's got a Polaroid in one hand.
So he's got a stack
a pocket knife in the other.
So he's got a stack of movies in his hand. None of them go with the other. They're just, I can't remember.
It's
his
fucking
got,
birthday. He's going to watch whatever he wants.
He's got, I don't know, just Cruel Intentions and fuck something else. And he's like,
dude's getting ready to shit in the aisle. I know this story.
So he goes, yeah. He goes, hey, boy, I got some movies. Today's my birthday. It's a good day. God. Got some movies. He goes, I got this one. He goes, this is a good movie. You know why? She's good looking. And I got this movie. This is a good movie, too. You know why? I said, no, why? She's good looking. I said, yeah. And she's like, yeah, this one's good. They're all three good looking. They're all good looking girls. And I was like, oh, that's cool. It's a good way to buy your movies. And he goes, yeah, yeah. Well, your wife, she's good looking, too. And you're good looking. And I was like, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
You want to see my ding-a-ling?
Who wants to touch my stomach?
The point where it goes real bad. How you got away from it is beyond me. See, and that's just it. That's why you got to look like, see, I look like, now nobody can see it. I look like the Unabomber. When I go into a store, I wear mirrored shades. I usually wear a creepy hat and I pull a hood up. Nobody messes with me. That's how I travel in the air. That's how I go to stores. Nobody wants to talk to me. They're like,
that's the guy who's gonna rape us.
When did Dad get out of the Unabomber Center?
Dude, it's like it's the best. I've been, you know, it's like I grew the beard out for 2 or 3 years. It's like it's out of control. When I travel on a plane, that's my dress. Mirrored shades. Like I usually have the hoodie, jean jacket, the hood's pulled up. I sit in a, nobody sits next to me. You know, on South.
All right, everyone. Looks like this is a full flight. So make eye contact with that person coming in and let's go ahead and fill up these seats.
Nobody sits next to me. Nobody. And it's the best, man. Every now and then you get the like 90-year-old woman that they reel in.
I have a granddaughter. She would. Oh, she. Well, she's got a fantastic sense of style.
I mean, Griff, that's why we'll take our shirts off, and that usually deters anybody from sitting too close. Please, to us.
It's my birthday.
It's my birthday.
You're good looking. Duh. I'm good. Yeah.
I'm motioning on the floor.
And then people wonder why I am the way I am.
That's why I don't like going out, man. It's like people, oh, Sisson, you never come out anymore. Why is that? Because every time I go out, I run into some freaking weirdo, and it scars me a little bit, and then it's that much further, you know, along before I go back out again.
See, I live for that shit. I like them weirdos coming up to me.
You don't ever like going into Walmart, though.
Shit, no.
How many times have we hit that fucking odd pile going into Walmart?
We always, that, the closest... The Walmart that's closest to where I live is a total just dump of it's actually a really nice store, but I mean like it's a cultural dump for like social
deviants.
No, yeah,
there's no people watching because they all look exactly the same.
No, because if they see you watching them, they'll stab you. It's like
you got a camera, boy.
I've never been to prison, but I always kind of liken my experience to going to that particular Walmart, the one in Blue Ridge.
There on 40 Highway, right?
Yeah, it used to be the mall.
Oh yeah, that's right. A good one.
I kind of liken that to any time I go there. It's like going into prison, like that time that you get off the bus and they load you in. And I mean, it's always something bad happens in there when I'm in there. Some lady falls. I'm going to sue. And they are so desensitized to that shit there. That lady's sitting on the floor for probably 5 minutes. And, of course, I'm standing there watching her like a total doofus. And
somebody going to help this lady?
Two cops yanked her ass off the floor. They left her there long enough to go back and look at a tape and see her probably circling and then fake fall. They yanked her ass off that floor and drug her outside. And I'm like,
and taser to the whole
and then
way.
I
want to get a security job there. Get away with all kinds of shit.
Then they
there.
Took her out into the yard and she got shanked.
Yeah. The garden center.
David,
the yard.
David Glass came out and stabbed her in the forehead. This is my house.
All for a case of pudding cups from the grocery side.
You're good looking.
It's a pudding pop.
I'm not going to forget that for a while.
That is a crazy Walmart. I know what you're talking about.
Me and Tim's had some experiences. The one over here off Bray Road. Walking through
the Northland.
Fucking, the cart. The fucking...
I get hit with carts every time I go in there.
No, I'm talking about the motorized fucking fat ass cart.
Like the ones they don't get plugged in.
The lard haulers.
Have you guys seen the lady over there here on Berry Road that drives around in that automatic cart, and there's always shit sticking out from under her because she's stealing shit the whole time she's there. And she's just stuffing shit under her ass, and she's got that gigantic ass. And so then she gets to the front, and no one will say a word to her, even though they see shit hanging out. So I said, "What the hell's under your ass?
You thieving whore."
And she got all pissed at me, boy. "Are you trying to say something?" I'm just trying to say either you've got a very hungry vagina or you're stuffing shit under your ass.
Or you're shit in retail.
So, Jesus. They did, yeah, I'm very verbal at that Walmart. I get to that point where I don't even care anymore. I walk in there and say, "This place needs to be shut down. It needs an enema." I just scream it at the top of my lungs.
That's a good one there.
Next time you're in there, you got to see about buying a bigger bell box so you can start ordering shit from Amazon.
Shit. Wouldn't show up anyway where I live.
Bad
some neighbor would have it.
Look what I got today.
Yay. Yeah, I got this really interesting weird shit.
I got mail.
I like this package. It's cute and it's pretty.
You're good looking.
There you go, looking. Huh?
That's crazy.
Jungle Hall guy. There's got to be some good looking people in there. Winner!
I miss the days of like retail video stores. Like I used to own one and I used to manage one. I used to manage Blockbusters. And dude, it was like the supreme people watching, man. There was some like serious business that without fail that would constantly go down throughout the course of a day.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
I mean, any day, there was like, I remember like being, I worked, you know, they move you around from store to store at some point. And dude, the one store I was at, I think it was in.
He looked a little different than, mind you.
Yes.
What do you want?
It was in a really nice, it was like in Prairie Village or something. It was a really nice upscale Blockbuster, a lot of football players.
That a lot of art films.
But there was a kid with Tourette's that came in there, and my God, that made my week. You know, I mean, walking around and there'd be an Asian couple looking at me, "You know karate?" You know, and he was just like, "Oh, God, man." It's like, please leave. Please
if I'm
leave.
Ever stricken with an ailment, it's going to be fucking Tourette's.
You already have it. What are you saying?
That and the multiple times you get to hear the dead, and the, what was it, the box that went off all the time? The video
the drop box. The little. Ka-ching! Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, what was it? The video dead or something, the box that was animated when you pushed
oh,
it.
Oh, God.
The,
that was at my video. Yeah, the. It was like you push it in that. Yeah, that's good stuff, man.
The King Kong box that would growl at you. It's like King Kong sounds like a lion voicing.
Jeff, didn't you work at the Gregory Boulevard Blockbuster for a couple times? Seems like you were down there for. I almost think I saw you there once or something.
No.
I saw you at one of them.
I was usually like out south in the Kansas.
Metcalf, maybe? Oh, no, I saw you at one of those. I remember. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was pretty dreadful.
Yeah.
It was pretty
dreadful.
That
was many moons.
There was never a good day to be had at Blockbuster. It looks like you've got a $2 late fee.
Jesus
I brought it back.
Christ!
I brought it back. No, I did. All right, we'll go ahead and take it off. No, I brought it back. Like, I got spit on. Like, that was good. We got to arrest that lady, though.
That's so awesome.
Those late fees were bullshit.
I liked it whenever you just kept it.
What we would do is, after we closed, we went into accounts and just added $2. That's what they thought, you know.
You spit on me? That's 12.
Well, I liked it when Blockbuster finally got their shit together and said, all right, if you keep it past 7-10 days, it's yours. You just buy it. And that's the way to do it, because then there's no argument. Okay, it's yours. You bought it. That way, also, if those of us that rented it did want it and we couldn't find it in Kansas City, we just buy it. That's the way to do it.
Yeah, that's why there was never anything to fucking rent. Because you guys yeah. bitches were buying
Excuse
it.
Me, oh, I was wondering when the your copy of Jabberwocky was going to be returned. I'm a huge Python fan, and that's one that's eluded me over the last couple years.
Lucky bastard.
What?
I was going to say, Griff, you don't even give me that, because usually here's what happens if it's a family video, especially Griff and Tim go tromping in there. Look, they've got 7 copies of Cold Storage. We'll take every one of them.
And what do we do with those 7 copies of Cold Storage?
Well, you know, I'd do the same thing if I had
episodes of Mama's Family over.
I'd be like, hey, if you guys need a copy of this, I got it. I mean, I gave you a copy of The Woman. If I had another one, I'd give you another one.
That's what I
got. Scream of the Sasquatch. I just picked that one up.
I didn't put my horror collections on eBay like some people are doing for $40 a fucking pop.
Who the hell's doing that?
I don't know, but they're on there.
That's ridiculous.
Who?
Those are on eBay for like
cold 40 storage.
Bucks. No, those
a collection of.
That's crazy.
For like $40 a pop.
Well, it's like we were talking about. You know, if you don't, obviously you can't just walk in and find it.
Right.
So you're telling me
not everybody has.
So you're telling me I can get $40 for that?
Our friends in California aren't down with the Walmart, so they're not even going to see it.
Well, the thing about it is, I was telling Jeff that I took pictures of them.
Yeah.
And, dude, within 3 minutes of me posting them, I had like two people offering to buy. Going, dude, will you sell me one of those? Like, no, sorry, they're for some friends I picked them up for. Oh, well, if you see any more, let me know. I'll buy one from you. I'm like, well, just go to Walmart.
Well, yeah.
Well, I've checked two.
There's no Walmarts by me.
I've checked both the ones in my area, and they didn't have them. Well, go to the one outside your area, and you might find one.
Go to fucking Amazon.
Yeah, go somewhere. Shit.
But that's the only place you can get them. You can't get that other than people selling them.
They you can't get them on Amazon and stuff?
Nope.
The stuff, the movies like this that you see in Walmart, you don't see them online. Huh.
Weird.
Unless you go to eBay, which is an option. Yeah. You know. But no, Amazon doesn't have them.
Hell, Lionsgate, maybe they got an exclusive deal with Walmart.
A lot of this stuff they do. Like we were talking about that, I think Charlie Band.
They just get rid of it.
He's pumped out. I mean, you know, he's been selling the same movies, and it's like, oh, well, you know, they repackage and they put three movies
subspecies together, and all that, yeah.
And then they'll blow them. Like, yeah, dude, you know, for five, and you get all the Puppet Master movies for $5, you know, on, you know, two disc or something. It's like, it's crazy.
And the funny thing is, it's the same quality as the ones they're charging $60 for at Hastings, the same quality.
But, you know, it's like, it's crazy. That's Walmart. That's a deal that he cuts with Walmart, you know. It's
blows that stuff out. Yeah.
You get all three Killjoy movies on one disc.
I like me some Killjoy.
At least Subspecies is cool because you can pick up all those and be done with it.
Subspecies Killjoy too, but
are they really remaking Leprechaun?
That's what I hear.
Well, it was on last weekend. Well, I don't know if they remade. There was Leprechaun's Revenge was on.
Yeah, they're remaking the new one. Yeah, they're going to remake the original. They're doing a new one now.
Well, it's about time.
Isn't Warwick Davis dead?
Well, I don't think he's even going to be in it, is he?
Oh, he's on Jarvis, isn't he?
No, Jarvis. He's got his own show on HBO now. It's actually pretty funny.
That's Pit cool. Boss?
No, it's after Eastbound and Down. Pit Boss.
He's rescuing dogs and taking names.
Oh, are we done for this week?
It is, and I'm afraid to hear your ending song.
All right, bitches, we got another song for you. We'll see you next Saturday.
Good night.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina. Music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this maiden. Down went his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. A handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Just for a moment I stood there in silence, shocked by the foul evil deed I had done. Many thoughts raced through my mind as I stood there. I had but one chance, and that was to run. Out through the back door of Roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. I caught a good one, it looked like it could run. Up on its back and away I did ride, just as fast as I could. From the West Texas town of El Paso, out to the badlands of New Mexico. Back in El Paso, my life would be one.
worthless. Everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen the young maid. My love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddled up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark. Maybe tomorrow a bullet may find me. Tonight nothing's worse than this pain in my heart. See roses, cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes me onward. Down off the hill to Felina I go. Off to my right I see five mounted cowboys. Off to my left, right a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me. I have to make it to Roses back door. Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my heart.